Nolte, RuPaul's anti-censorship bookstore already banning books. By John Nolte on March 8, 2024. Aging drag queen RuPaul gave the corporate media joy spasms after opening an anti-censorship bookstore in Florida. But RuPaul's bookstore is already banning books. Drag superstar RuPaul co-founds new bookstore, sends rainbow book bus to bring banned books to Florida, cheered the far-left USA Today. RuPaul is sending a rainbow bus to give away books targeted by bans, hailed the far-left New York Times. Two things. First, no books are banned. That's a lie. Claiming Florida or any place is banning books is like saying movies are being banned because porn isn't allowed in schools. These so-called bans are nothing more than state government, parents, and local school boards choosing what to expose children to in schools. RuPaul wants to prey on little kids, sexualize them, and destroy their innocence with the gay porn he's peddling in Rainbow Book Bus. Parents oppose this filth in schools. That's not banning. That's choosing a curriculum. Allowing transvestites to choose your child's curriculum is like allowing PETA to choose a hamburger place. These are sick people, perverts, and degenerates who want to corrupt and control your child so your child grows up into something they can exploit. Letting kids be kids terrifies monsters like RuPaul because it doesn't create enough RuPauls. The only thing worse than a drag queen who wants access to small children is a parent who gives them access. Second, the fascist RuPaul is literally banning books already. AllStore revised its FAQ page again and entirely removed its policy on offensive books. The website no longer pledges to sell all books. AllStore has stopped selling some titles by high-profile right-wing writers. National Review found that previously sold works by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Bill O'Reilly, Matt Walsh, Riley Gaines, and Haya Raichik are no longer available. Some titles by conservative publisher Brave Books have been removed, such as the Christian book Little Lives Matter about the sanctity of life. Keep in mind that RuPaul operates an online bookstore, a bookstore called AllStore, that was launched on the promise of carrying all books, from genderqueer to Mein Kampf, to support all voices everywhere. And now, 3 days later, he's already banning books. If I owned an online bookstore, which means you can sell unlimited titles, I wouldn't ban any book that's legal to sell. Who am I to make those choices? But, you know, I'm not a fascist afraid to allow people I disagree with to express their ideas. RuPaul is such a little girl that, within days, he was bullied into violating the very premise and principle of this enterprise. Why? Because his confederates on the fascist left started whining and complaining. You can buy anti-trans, far-right books from RuPaul's new online bookstore, wrote one fascist. RuPaul's new online bookstore faces backlash for selling anti-LGBTQ+ and right-wing titles, bleated another. Still more, RuPaul's new bookstore dragged for selling controversial books. Come on, we all see what the truth is. RuPaul believes in only one thing, normalizing the queering and sexualization of your children. That's what this crusade is all about. Because as we can already see, it sure as hell has nothing to do with free speech. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.